Pietroiusti takes the experience of life and transforms them into art. Minor events, paradoxical situations or problems concealed in the folds of ordinary life are explored through performative exchanges that implicate his audience in the work. In 1994, the artist made himself available to help anyone who would make a request and turn in carried out various tasks such as cleaning homes or walking dogs. In 1997, he published Pensieri non funzionali, yes, a collection of 100 absurd instructional texts. Many of the ideas from this book have been carried out by the artist himself or by others over subsequent years. Ideas of economy have played a major role in Pietroiusti practice. It is correct?
Absolutely correct.
He often disrupts prevailing frameworks. For his performance, Enriching Food, 2006, he took over Birmingham's Icon Gallery Cafe for a 24-hour period. As head chef, he planned the menu and cooked a selection of Italian dishes for patrons.
Yes.
On completion of their meals, a generous twist occurred, patrons receiving the price of the dishes they ordered in cash.
Yes.
Pietroiusti is also the co-founder of the international artist collective Nomads and Residents and Progetto Oreste.
Yes.
Thank you. A group of artists and curators concerned with developing spaces for the transmission of ideas through free events. Continuing his interest in developing alternative networks for the disruption of ideas, Pietroiusti has recently collaborated with Space, Juraj Karni, Diana Majdakova and Lidija Pribisova to form Evolution de l'Art, a gallery that sells only immaterial artworks.
Correct. In Bratislava.
In Bratislava.
Yes.
And did we find... you already presented yourself for Slovenian audience. As we know, you had in 2004 in Škuc exhibition.
Yes.
You were in the role of curator, not in the role of artist. And also vice versa, let's say.
Well, yeah, was a complex project. It was called the International Ljubljana International Week of the Micro Performance, mm-hmm. And we joked a little bit about it because we said it was the fourth edition of this performance of this festival, but in fact was only the first one and only up to now, and was a series of small performances that were acted in Škuc or in the street in front of the gallery or also around in the city. And I collaborated with others. I was, let's say, the initiator of the project, and we created a group.
Mm-hmm.
And then this group decided how to do these performances. Other people added other ideas, and therefore there were, several performances, mm-hmm, that were held. And I was also performing, so I was doing both things.
But you invited also Slovenian artists or even performers, artists.
Yeah, Alenka Gregoric, the Škuc gallerist, she made a sort of an open call for artists or also just interested people who might be. Mm-hmm. Might be likely participate to this project,
mm-hmm.
And there were a small number, five or six people, no more than that.
But you also did this project in let's say in the gallery space and also in public space.
Correct.
Yeah, and so you have experience to work in public spaces, as we can also recognize it through your biography that. You did a lot of projects also in public space.
Yeah, I think that one of the big change of the 90s,
mm-hmm,
after the decade of the 80s when there was a very strong accent on specificity of the artwork, mm-hmm, and on the importance of the specific space of the gallery or of the museum. What happened in the 90s is that the artists opened up their gaze, their view, and decided we wanted to experiment not only different kind of working, not only different techniques and media, but also experimenting different spaces. So for me, working in the public space is not so much an ideological decision, you know, because the market, the art gallery system, the institutional system is bad, then therefore I have to work in the square or in the street. It's not this, although there is something true also in this statement, but I don't want to assume an ideological position. It's a question of an experiment. If your experiment, your project works better, let's say, can get better results or more interesting relations in a public context, then better to do it in a public context. And you can explore in the public context, you can explore, individuals, groups, relation between institution and non-institutional situations. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of possibilities. And I think that, as I was saying, in the 90s, artists started to explore all these different possibilities.
But you find also, if we think also the gallery is public space. It's just this division between inside and outside, I think. Yeah. And also, in some way, in the 90s, was also some kind of criticism of the institution. Yeah. Some artists wanted to work outside because they found the institution like the really closed system, closed space. So they wanted to go outside. They wanted to transform art in, I think, maybe invite some public who is not coming in the inside space, like gallery space, to invite them to come outside, to come to spread art through the public that is not really,
absolutely.
Yes,
I agree totally. And my interest was at the end of the 80s. My interest was exactly this. Just to make an example, in 91, I did a performance. And I brought the visitors to the gallery. There was a group show. I was part of this group show in a gallery in Rome. And I brought, for the night of the opening, I brought the visitors of the gallery to visit the apartment, the private apartment, in the same building where the gallery was. And in one case, one woman decided to stay in her apartment and continue to do her normal evening life, watching TV, ironing clothing, prepare the food, eating, reading the newspaper, etc. And the public was going in and out her place without her doing nothing different from what she would have done if we weren't there, let's say. So it was a very interesting situation that, of course, addressed me to put a lot of attention on performative and situational context where people are actually involved, directly, personally involved. But was in the beginning was an attempt to break the limit of the gallery space. So physically, you know, go through, and in a very literal and simple way, go in the next door neighborhood, in the place from the other side of the wall. And this makes me think that actually I participated in 1990, I think, or 91 maybe. I participated to a show at Moderna Galleria here in Ljubljana, and was a show of artists using photography. And I did four photographs of the spaces that were on the other side of the exhibition walls. So there was this big room in the Moderna Galleria, in the underground part of the Moderna Galleria, and on the other side of one wall there was the photographic lab, So I made a picture of the photographic lab. Mm-hmm. The other side, another wall, there was the house, the home of the door. How do you say, housekeeper? The housekeeper of the gallery, and so on. And then I put on the wall these photographs, like blowing them up, mm-hmm. and in the same position. So if there was a window in the wall in that particular position, you would see what mm-hmm. was in the photograph. Mm-hmm. So from those years, I had already an interest of trying to transfer, in a way, mm-hmm. the gaze, the attention, and also, mm-hmm. if you want, the political sensibility mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. of the audience yeah. to the space that is on the other side of the institution of the art system. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is not something new. I mean, it's something that artists already did a lot in the mm-hmm. 60s and 70s.
Yes, but sometimes you have feeling now in this, you know, art system, in the galleries and in museums, that they are not asking themselves for whom they are working, which kind of audience they want, you know, because sometimes you have feeling, also I'm the gallerist and I'm working in a gallery, and mm-hmm. I can say through my experience that sometimes we have feeling that you have constantly, you know, change, some audience which is really, really small and really specific, mm-hmm. who is coming in the gallery, who is coming to see the contemporary art. So what do you think? It is a proper question to ask that that institution have more responsibility to the audience, or that they're asking themselves more, and also not just institution, also the artists who are doing work, who are doing art, mm-hmm. that maybe sometimes you get feeling that the contemporary is getting really hermetical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. The public of the art, contemporary art, it's in general very small, and often also very elitist. Mm-hmm. It's a sort of an esoteric sect, you know, mm-hmm. that thinks to have some secrets and to share some mm-hmm. secrets. And partly this is true, but of course is a vision that is based on social exclusion mostly and has to be challenged. Of course, institutions have to have education programs with schools, with young kids, with adults, with whoever. But I also think that as an artist working in public space, sometimes, not always, but sometimes, I am interested also in the involuntary public. I think that not necessarily bringing a person to contemporary art means a complete understanding. Also, because complete understanding is impossible for everyone, to a complete understanding of what the work means, of the work implies. I'm also interested in a subliminal or involuntary attention that some works or some performance or some situation that you create in the street, for example, involve the audience. And it's an audience that is not interested in contemporary art, who has not looked for you, who doesn't want to know anything about your show mm-hmm. or anything, but nevertheless the attention can be kept maybe for 1 second, you know, maybe for 1 moment, and this is sometimes is very interesting for me. So I used to say I like to do in public spaces, I like to do works that don't look like art.
So, correct, yes. And for this reason, I'm asking you these questions, because mm-hmm. I think that your works, it's specific, because it's breaking this, you know, this elitism, this mm-hmm. barrier between art sphere and social sphere mm-hmm. or life sphere. Mm-hmm. I think in your works, you can find a lot of mixture between your works are life works, I think, in the way, you know.
Well, I think that what interests me, because I didn't study art, and my mm-hmm. background is mostly in psychology. Mm-hmm. And I like, let's say, the concept of, the term relational that is used very often for contemporary arts from the mid-90s on, is a term that is taken from psychology. Mm-hmm. The relational psychology was created in the 70s when the psychologists started to think that the individual bringing a symptom was just part of a chain in a communication process that in a way was sick. So rather than having in therapy only the individual, let's bring the whole family, for instance, the whole group to which this individual belong, because certainly the communication within the group are probably problematic, are probably sick. So I'm interested in situations where you create relational games, social games, where the rules are not, of course, fixed, and it's not a role playing, but it's a creation of situation, again, where you inevitably will act. So the communication theory say that when you are, you know, in a room, it's impossible with other people, it's impossible to not communicate. You will be inevitably part of the game, of the social game that happens inside a room or in a square. Even for a small fragment, you know, your presence will be noticed. Even if you try to hide, even if you try to be silent, of course, if you are totally silent, you can be even more noticed because you didn't say a word, and so on and so forth. So the paradoxical communication is based on a paradox, that communication happens independently from the will of the participants of a relation. So I am interested in creating games where these situations are in a way activated. So for example, these drawings that I am presenting in this show here in Ljubljana, yes, of course, there is a formal visual aspect. Each paper looks like a drawing. So in this case, they look like art. But what interests me is the game that is activated by the procedure of this drawing, the fact that each drawing is not only distributed for free, and that already creates a sort of a game in the city, because of course every person will interrogate himself or herself. Okay, can I take one? Can I take two? Can I take the whole wall? You know, what am I supposed to do? What am I allowed to do? It's a situation where you don't know where your limit ends. One and two. Second thing is that each drawing has a caption that says that the possession of the drawing is temporary, so you can take it. But as soon as you show privately, publicly, to a friend, to whoever, this drawing, you show it to someone else, you have to allow this someone else, if he or she wants, to take it.
Like, yes.
And again, the new holder will assume the same responsibility that also he or she will allow others to take it. So it's the idea that it plays on the idea of the possession, on the fact that possession is considered something given, given, but instead in games, possessions are, if you think in effect, social games are based also on exchanges of possessions.
And also on communication. I think it's really, you know, if you give to somebody something, you know, this can be, you know, the point that two people start to communicate and communicate in the way giving,
of course,
and also in the verbal communication.
Of course.
But also, you know, in the time of private possession, which is really strong and which is the, I think, role of this word now today, it's really in the way also your work. Exploring these needs for social, you know, social.
Well, it challenges. It challenges the a priori, the something that is given completely given for granted. Of course, I'm interested in the possibility that this 10,000 drawing drawings circulate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I have made 10,000, I've made so many because I hope that circulation will be possible. But maybe more, I'm interested in the psychological situations that this little game implies among the people involved.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, for a question of kindness, if someone shows me one of these drawings, I would like to have it, but I would say, well, maybe, I don't know if I can ask. Yes, it's written that I can ask, but maybe I don't ask because it's not kind, it's not fair in confront of the person who are showing. So these kind of situations are, to me, interesting. Because when a problem arises in your mind, when a problem arises in relation to something that is given for granted, then you are ready to think in a little different way. Then your mind is a little more open. So I'm not interested in resolving problem. I'm not thinking that my distribution of this, I wouldn't say stupid, but in any case, simple game of these 10,000 drawings made with a beer will change the actual social exchange system and property laws. I'm not thinking this, but my hope and my attempt is to create a situation where conventions and a priori linked to, related to our way of considering property and exchange can be challenged and modified.
But can you explain to us why beer? Why beer? Do you like beer?
I do like beer, of course, and I had done already a similar project, although on a smaller scale, in Belgium, using Belgian beer, and the dark beer has very nice effect on paper, on some papers, because you have to choose the right paper too. Well, that was we had a short discussion with the curators of the show, of the Moderna Galleria, and they were thinking that was quite appropriate because it's a very national Slovenian
and
production.
Locally it's really
exactly
strong and
locally it's strong, it's very popular.
Yeah.
And I understand, although I don't know exactly the story, but I understand there are some political involvement economical involvement of the owner of the company, and I must confirm that it's a very good beer. I am a very sensible thermometer for beers. Each time I drink a beer with just a little tiny bit of chemical, I get a terrible headache, and I can drink a lot of Union without having no headache. It sounds like an advertising, I understand, but it's true. But
Mr. Schrott will be really happy too.
Well, I can tell you, I do a counter advertising that Corona, for example, that is a very popular beer, at least in Italy. I don't know if here it's popular, the Mexican beer.
Yeah, it is.
It's really bad. It's really full of chemicals. And if I drink half a glass of Corona the morning after, I am dead. And I mean, it's not that is poisonous, because most of the people are okay with it, but you know, my liver, it's more sensible and catch it.
But what about the Belgian beer, you know?
Oh, Belgian beer is good. It's really, really good. It's really elaborated. Sometimes they use chemical. I have used two different beers in Belgium. The Grimbergen was okay, was great. And another one that I don't remember the name now, I've removed it. Made me headache. The difference, I can tell you was an interesting difference of the reaction of the beer for making this drawing. With the Grimbergen, the drawing remained very sticky. So I couldn't put one drawing on top of the other because they got stuck and so completely ruined. I ruined almost 200 drawings for this reason when I was there. While with the Union, this doesn't happen. I don't know exactly why. Maybe there is a little less sugar or something like this.
They're thinking also on art, you know. When they are doing beer,
maybe.
Let's say.
They tested it on paper.
Yes. But okay. But you know what? I would want to ask you also, what do you think about this, you know, that this project museum on the street, which you're also participating, and the Modern Gallery, invite you, like artists, to doing in public space.
Right.
And also we can say that this project is curated by Bojana Piškur and Zdenka Badovinac.
Yeah.
And they're also in some way, you know, trying to open this debate about the public space, which is really, not popular, but needed in Slovenia and needed in Ljubljana, because, you know, we are having now a lot of transformation of the local area of Ljubljana, you know, with the new projects, which they will do really new town in the way, you know, with all these architectural and urbanistic projects that they want to do. And also the mayor and Ljubljana had this idea to change or to develop city during till the 2025. Ljubljana will be totally different city than now. But, you know, in the way that I was reading this text of for this project, and it was written that we have now that we don't have single public space, but now it's divided into different spaces, you know, of various identities that are not based only on positivism, but including also negative component. But I would like to ask you, what do you think about this? As I know, we are this antagonism, you know, of the public spaces, you know, and also of various different spaces, of various different identities of space. Or what do you think about that?
Well, I think that, as I was saying, in the late 80s, early 90s, there was a need in the art world, so to say, to open up ideas, possibilities, techniques, media, and spaces. And this brought to an attention to what the so-called public space. I think what's happening now, it's a sort of an evolution of this, because the need of the public space is felt probably as usual, but probably also more and more in the social context. The perception is that the collective is deprived, more and more deprived of public space, and more the public space is transformed into an advertising space. And this is very sad, is very dangerous, and obeys to laws that are extremely strong, so economically, politically. And so is something that we have to confront with. So I think that the decision that, of course, it's not that the Moderna Galleria is the only place where these things are debated in all over the world. This importance and reappropriation of public space is claimed, is at least discussed. So I think the idea of the show is respond to this new, well, not new, actually, it's an old need, but now it's even more acute than ever. And for an artist, I think it's a very, very interesting challenge, the possibility of you know, of having a disposition whatever space you want. So therefore, you will look for the space according to your project. And you will find the best underpassage, or the best wall, or the best school, or the best corner in a square, or a small street, that is the best for your project. And that not always happens inside the museum.
Yeah, this is true. But also, I think it's, what do you think about this situation, which is now the institution of Modern Gallery? And I think now they don't have space. Really, they don't have space.
Yeah.
And for this reason, one of the reasons is also, you know, this project, Museum on the Street, that they're, you know, they through this project, they want to let's say,
I think the Moderna Galleria is showing a possibility. As always happen, from a negative situation often come out, not always, often come out the best ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we need, when we are in difficulty, we need to have an invention, and then we invent a new situation. So when I came here last year, I saw this situation months ago, where all the small institutions, small or big institutions in the city, like your gallery, for instance, mm-hmm. too, were hosting the program of a museum. And this is new. This mm-hmm. is actually a new thing. I don't know if it's unique, but for me, it's the first time, as far as I know, that a public institution, a museum, is hosted in the small non-profit mm-hmm. or artist-run or squatted little places in the city. This is a great thing. It's really great, and I'm sure that will happen more and more. What is needed from the art world, what is needed, for example, for me as an artist since a long time, is exactly this fact that the museum has to go out,
mm-hmm.
to go out and present artist initiative things outside, wherever, in tenements halls,
mm-hmm. yeah, yeah,
you know, and this is very important. So, I think that the what Moderna Galleria is showing, maybe even beyond the will of the curator, of the Zdenka and of the curators, is that it is possible to work as a museum, to make a museum. Wherever,
mm-hmm.
you know, wherever you need, of course, an headquarter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
mm-hmm.
you need it. For some exhibition is inevitable, but you can work as a museum institution, wherever, and this mm-hmm. is great.
This is great, yes. And I also think that, you know, this political reality that we lived in these 4 years, it was, you know, pushed some institution or some. Also some non-profit spaces, you know, in really, really bad, you know, position,
mm-hmm.
you know, in really, let's say, really poor position, you know,
yeah.
in the way to, we could work, but we couldn't work more that we, yeah. as we like, you know, and this was also good of
yeah.
this hosting Modern Gallery project, you know, it is really one of the mostly you know good the result of this project is that we came together, we showed
right.
that we can work together,
of
that
course.
it is not, but we don't have
exactly,
barrier
exactly.
between institution
Absolutely.
And non-institutional spaces, and that we in some way, you know, we respect our work, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Absolutely. Well, this is, for example, something that in Italy is almost inconceivable because of the competition and of the rivalry
mm-hmm.
that is between different institutions or between the institutions and the galleries or between the profit space and the commercial spaces. So it would be almost inconceivable. So in itself, it's mm-hmm. a sort of a revolution. I agree. This is very important.
This is very important. And it's funny that, you know, some politic, you know, influence
right.
can do such a situation, can, you know, grow, you know, can burn.
You know, in Italian we say non tutti mali vengono per nuocere. That means not everything that is bad actually create bad results.
Mm-hmm.
So something good comes out even from the worst situation. Of course it's a paradox, because of course we don't want a government that pushes you out your certainties or your, mm-hmm. You know, financial support, etc. But in a way, when we are forced to in a difficult situation, we have the good invention.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I think that what happened here with the Moderna closed and with the political pressure against it actually created a real, real important new thing that will be discussed for a long time internationally,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because it offers a model. It offers a very important model for the behavior of
for
the
old system. I think
for the old
for
system.
Absolutely. Old system.
Absolutely, and something that, for example, in my country would be extremely needed.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. Mm-hmm. So Cesare, can we finish here?
And yeah, of course.
Can we also explain to the audience when or invite them on your project? So when?
Well, the show is Tuesday tomorrow, and opens. I don't know exactly what time, but I presume in the afternoon, mm-hmm. evening. And my 10,000 drawings will be installed in two or three underpassage mm-hmm. near the center. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me the address because I don't know the names, but mm-hmm. I think the audience will find them.
Yeah, we can say to the audience also that they can check it on the site of Modern Gallery.
Of course, on the website, and yeah. I think the Mala Galleria as will function as headquarters and as the base for giving mm-hmm. information to the public.
Yeah, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Yadanta.
Grazie tante.
Prego. Grazie a te. Grazie a voi.